Montana writer William Kittredge began his adult life as a rancher and farmer. He's drawn from those experiences to turn himself into one of the most accomplished and respected fiction writers and essayists in the Western United States. Short fiction from several of his story collections has just appeared under the title The Best Short Stories of William Kittredge. Alan Chews has this review.
A new world every morning. That's the motto Montana Sheriff Shirley Holland has painted in 3-foot-high letters across the outside wall of his cinder block jailhouse. It was something he learned from his father, we hear in the short story called The Soap Bear. The old man had been talking about drunks locked in the tank to sober up overnight, and about himself when he got old and couldn't remember the seasons. A new world every morning. That's the world that William Kittredge conjures up in this gathering of some of his finest short fiction. In the story titled Agriculture, a farmer named Streeter, feeling old in his life and old in his marriage, watches helplessly as his wife of many years plots to run off with a crop duster pilot. In 34 Seasons of Winter, two brothers struggle over a woman and love. The Waterfowl Tree is an unforgettable story about a boy and a distant father on a fateful hunting trip. Talking about hunting when he was a boy with his childhood friend, the father in that story says, "I remember waking in the spring when the birds were flying north. I could hear them from my bed, and I'd go out and stand on the knoll behind the house and watch them leave and hear them calling and smell the corrals and just look at the valley where it had turned green, and then over the rim where a little snow lay on the top. I guess those were the best days I ever lived." With their perfect sentences about the weather and the land and the terse, necessary people who live on it, these may be some of the best stories about such matters you've ever read.
The book is The Best Short Stories of William Kittredge. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.